You guys are funny.
No, we're idiots.
This is the Morning Grind on 590 The Fan KFNS, St. Louis's sports leader.
Five 90 The Fan, The Morning Grind. A little too mellow for the cat. The cat turns his nose up. It's Tim, Martin. It's you too. Yeah, it's...
You've got gay music. J-Bo.
Whisper.
Bob J down here in the Cardinals locker room.
Nothing's gayer than you two, that's for sure. It's The Morning Grind on 590 The Fan. B-Small, Butch, the cat, Dig Me.
Ben.
Wait, I got Dig Me shirts being made up that we can give away as prizes right. For email of the day.
Is that right?
Yeah, I got a guy making up a bunch of them.
Got a guy Dig making up. What happened to the Jimmy Radio climbing the wall shirts? Working on it?
Yeah, whatever happened with that, with the Cardinals?
They never contacted me again. Because Edmonds has been on once in the last month. They didn't want to do it anymore.
Brought to you by Premier Residential Mortgage and our friends at Feld Chevrolet. Jimmy Radio, friend of the show.
Why don't we call out in San Diego right now?
What? What would be great. What do you think everybody's listed under now? You got J-Rod, Argo down in the minors. Everybody's got a nickname these days.
Do you know Edmonds alias?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Go ahead, say it.
I'm not going to say it. Jimmy Radio.
Jimmy Radio. Dial them up.
I know his ringhausens.
It is the one-year anniversary of the program, and you can email about it. We took some emails earlier and read them. We've been playing some clips throughout. We'll sample a few more throughout the week. We'll do Betty's Call, which is very recent. People really want to hear what this is all about. She's a bit of a legend now on the show. Not unlike our former entertainment reporter, Eureka Jen.
Except
joining us now.
Except you're not a whore.
That's right. I take great pride
That's
in that.
That's so harsh, Kat.
Boy, that was a little rough, actually. I didn't really think anything of it until you brought that up.
She was a nice kid who brought in her. We had some issues.
You guys should have had her call in.
Well, I thought that would actually be a funny play if Joe had her on tape.
I could do without it.
Well, even on recorded, kind of like he got Joel Myers to call in. Just saying, you know, I hate all of you. Screw you. Stop trying to have Dump Truck Tom record my material. Goodbye.
Jamie Walking, who is leaving for Memphis. She was on with Slayton and Claiborne on Fridays. You ever meet Jamie? Chasing?
No, I have not.
Jamie's hot.
She's a
fangirl.
She is beautiful. She was very complimentary of you on Friday. She was on the show with Ramsey and myself. And she said, that first girl you had wasn't very good, though. But this new one's perfect.
Ooh, I love it when the girls slap each other around.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like she might want to maybe...
get at it or something.
Dabble.
Would you be interested? Maybe I could set that up.
I hear she's leaving. She's going to Memphis, though,
maybe
right?
You should give her a going-away present. Hmm?
Do it.
Hmm?
Do it.
Basically, if you're a woman involved in this station, you will end up doing bigger and better things. You'll be promoted. Have they talked to you? Now, just tell us, honestly. Have they talked about moving you to R&R at all?
No.
Okay. Because they stole the previous gen right out from under us. Next thing we know, she's starring with, who are the R's? She's starring with those guys in the afternoon.
Rupert Murdoch.
Yeah.
You guys
Rupert
are really
and
upset
Ronnie.
About
that. Yeah, Rupert
I
and Ronnie every day would be like, hey, we got Jen. And then next thing you know, she's in Eureka doing TV.
Mm-hmm. Yep. The thought of having a tsunami hit the Trinidad coast excited many. But it was exciting, really.
That's unbelievable.
And,
the reason that was actually funnier because there was one day in studio when she was doing a tsunami report, referenced how the earthquake was
caused. She said the tsunami caused the earthquake.
And then somebody called very upset. Somebody else was very upset about the victims, how it was the worst thing that ever... than 9/11.
Yeah, she kind of opined that the tsunami was worse than September 11th.
And I think she was just saying the amount of people affected could be larger, but somehow it came off very poorly, which
not
is one
so
the...
good on the commentary. Not so good on the commentary.
I believe the cat even tried to be the wise older brother in the council. You know, the commentary, don't do that. Just misread all that stuff there and just move on. Which is kind of our advice to
And then in a few months when you're gone, I'll call you a whore.
I was trying to be nice to her and not
kill
her when
gone.
She was here, but...
Yeah.
And now Jen has been part of... You won what? We had the Tournament of Vile Women. You won that.
Yes.
And then you got to be the entertainment reporter.
Mm-hmm. That's how it happened.
Wait, how long have you been here?
Yeah, how long?
Since March.
7 months.
Exactly.
Yeah. Give or take two.
This is my 93rd report with you guys.
Are you keeping track?
What are you doing?
Well, when I
Ted Koppel, Iran,
these on
held
my computer
hostage?
After I finish them, and so I keep them by number.
Maybe you should be the producer of the show because we need somebody kind of organized to keep track
what
of
you,
things.
Do you look back in your files? Yeah, I remember 47. That was a good one.
No, I don't know why I keep them. I just
remember
keep them
day 51. The day that Tim didn't hit on you? Remember that?
Yes, I do.
You wrote that down?
I notated that, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'll have you. So, I honestly think I will.
I don't think so.
Yeah, get a little J-Po.
You think that would do it?
I might do it.
What if in the middle of next spring we don't even realize it? Jen will be like, anyway, it's a big anniversary show for me. I've been here a year now. Here's some of my favorite cuts. Let's go ahead. Stedman and I have been working on this. Let's roll through them. Just take over the airways for a day.
All my little
Kyle Turley will call in and congratulate you. Jim Edmonds.
He bullied us into hiring you.
Really?
Turley called in after he was on.
Yeah,
he said,
he threatened you.
By the way, man, you better pick that Jen girl or I'll come down there and kill you. And we're like, ah, he's kidding. We think.
Mm-hmm. Plus, I'm playing D-line for the Rams. Get used to it.
Stuff that in your pipe. It's the Morning Grind 1 year later, and Jen, one of the positive additions. I think people generally like you.
I don't.
I hope so.
I don't.
They do. You're nice.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to be nice around here.
Yeah. I'll hold it up for you guys.
All right. Oh, now do your damn report. Yeah. It's enough being nice to you.
Okay. This entertainment report is brought to you by the Casino Queen. NASCAR fans, if we have any, don't miss out on your chance to meet Carl Edwards Thursday, July 28th at the Queen. Plus, stick around for a free live performance by country star Daryl Worley. For more information, visit CasinoQueen.com.
Thursday night, I'm going to be hosting a Q&A with those guys, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's actually a true story. The cat usually makes up weird things like, hey, I got to leave early. I'm selling some rugs. And you're like, what? I'm going to be outside. It's a corner of a gas station. You know those Oriental rugs you can buy? Yeah, I got a little. And I'm selling snow cones after that. And you're like, I think he's kidding. But this is true. You're hosting a NASCAR Q&A.
Yeah.
Are you boning up?
At the Casino Queen, yeah. Yeah.
Authorities have accused a woman of amassing more than $12,000 in free merchandise by claiming she was an assistant of Jessica Simpson. 23-year-old Courtney Handel was arrested Friday and charged with theft by deception. Police say she sent emails and faxes to companies implying that Simpson had expressed interest in their product lines. Detectives found her home full of merchandise, including handbags, jewelry, shoes, and skincare products. Police are arranging to return the products back to the companies. Actress and activist Jane Fonda says she intends to take a cross-country bus tour to call for an end to U.S. military operations in Iraq. Fonda said her anti-war tour will use a bus that runs on vegetable oil and will be joined by families of Iraq war veterans. Fonda says that the veterans that she has met on a nationwide book tour have encouraged her to break her silence on the war. She said, quote, I've decided I'm coming out. I have not taken a stand on any war since Vietnam, and I carry a lot of baggage.
So much to
that.
Choose from.
And that's not... Yeah.
I thought she was pretty outspoken on Grenada.
And she's not counting the veteran that spit on her.
Right.
At the book signing.
Vegetable oil.
Yeah.
So what if you run out of gas on the side of the road, do you get like a blender going on the truck? Hey, throw in some zucchini. And what else do we got? Got any squash? Throw it in. Let's whip up a batch.
Britney Spears' husband, Kevin Federline, skipped the first birthday party of his son, Caleb, one of his two kids with ex-wife, Shar Jackson. A spokeswoman for Jackson claims that little Caleb's birthday last Wednesday came and went without a visit, present, or phone call from Kevin or Britney.
It sounds like a Christian rapper, little Caleb. Yo, what up, what up? Jesus is here to save you. I'm little Caleb with a message for the kids.
Jackson, who has previously accused Federline of stiffing her on child support payments, celebrated Caleb's big day with her and Federline's two-year-old daughter, Corey, along with other friends and family.
Let me ask you something.
Yeah,
just ask.
If you had a choice between Britney Spears and Kevin Federline, who would you...
I think I would go with Kevin.
No.
I think I would.
If you had a choice between me and Kevin Federline, who would you take?
I think I'd take Kevin.
You would not.
I would.
What about
no,
Martin?
You wouldn't.
What about Martin?
Okay, if you had a choice between Martin and Kevin Federline, who would you
take? I'd take Martin.
God bless America. What the hell is
I'd play
only happy anniversary.
Only when he's nice to you, though.
Right.
No, in the background,
when he doesn't
I'd have
order
some,
me around or anything.
I'd have some little Caleb going on the CD in the background.
Is she? Is Brittany nice pregnant? Touch. Right, she's pregnant.
Yeah, she's huge.
She's very pregnant.
Yeah, she is big. I saw her.
Yeah.
You like that? That turn you on?
Not really. Not
you
really.
You wouldn't get at it?
Tim's like, honestly, oh, these women are so fat. Tim, she's pregnant.
I thought it was.
I know, but still.
I thought it was Adam Timmerman when I saw her at first.
Oh.
She looked like an old lineman.
That's a fact.
She's so big that people are thinking she's carrying twins. Did you do you remember that in the report that I did about a week ago?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That was report number 86.
Really? 86.
Thank
incredible.
You.
One of your better reports.
Thank you, Martin. This is Jen Pickett, and that's your entertainment news for today, brought to you by the Casino Queen. Win more, play more, only at the home of the loosest slots in the Midwest.
Will you be with us on Friday at the Queen as part of Summerfest?
I will be with
you guys on
Friday.
To be. You're a fangirl.
And you are one of the bikini contestants, I understand.
I am.
And I am looking forward to that.
So am I.
Really? Do you wear a bikini? Is that your swimsuit attire?
Yeah, I wear a bikini.
Oh, that's good.
Well, then perfect. Kat and I will be doing it as well Friday night.
Will you really wear a bikini?
I don't know about that. Maybe.
What if I promise to caress you?
I don't know if anything you promise me will be.
What if I promised my wife?
Promised your wife what?
I'd offer her to you.
Well, maybe I'll think about it then, Tim.
Oh, can you imagine that?
She's thinking about it. That's all I needed to hear.
All I needed.
Well, that is Friday, Summerfest, the whole get-together with, I guess it's station listener parties, what you would identify that
it's
as.
It's going to be incredible. It's going to be a shooting match like no other shooting match ever.
In the Wild West, they never saw a shooting like this.
So we have two sets of broads, then. We have a bikini contest set of broads, and then we have our fangirl set of broads.
Yeah,
and then
the
we have you and Isabella will be there.
Fangirls.
Fangirls, technically.
Maybe fangirl alumni now that they have other fangirls.
Right.
I'm going to try to have some of my stripper friends come over there.
Yeah.
Are those the male ones or the female ones?
These are the guys from Bastards and Briefs. Really good guys.
They prefer performers. Performers. Artists.
Hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Frank Cusimano and Tony La Russa, friends of the show, chiming in on the anniversary edition. When we come back, we're going to play Betty's Call. This is a very recent happening on the grind. I think she spoke for a lot of people, though, Jen, where she just kind of tried to put Tim in his place.
That's right.
A young gal who's very hip. And just it had enough of Tim and his act. So we will do Betty's Call as we celebrate 1 year of the grind on 590 The Fan.
It's the second half of the baseball season, and we've got the Cardinals covered on 590 The Fan. John Marasek has the first word on last night's game every weekday morning at 6. Morning Grind bird droppings at 8. Rammers red bird ramblings at noon. And coming to the bottom line, On the Way with Ray. A visit with Ray King every Tuesday and Thursday. Plus, SunTrip's hardball before weekday home games and the inside pitch Sunday mornings at 10. It's wall-to-wall Cardinals coverage, and we've got it. 590 The Fan, KFNS, St. Louis's sports leader.
National Mortgage has the opportunity for you to make some money. Right now is the time to act. If you need money for a new AC to fight the summer heat, you want some extra cash for the family vacation, or if you're looking to buy a home, pay off credit cards, or just need some cash, call National Mortgage now at 314-336-2020, 314-336-2020 to lock in rates. National Mortgage Company, great rates, customer service, and never any up from closing costs guaranteed. National Mortgage Company, putting your dreams within your means. Call National Mortgage Company at 314-336-2020. That's 336-2020. And find them on the web at nationalmortgageonline.com. National Mortgage, an equal housing lender.
Feld Chevrolet is looking for good people with damaged credit. Feld Chevrolet knows that sometimes bad things happen to good people. There's divorce, illness, unemployment, bankruptcy, and many other problems. But now, Feld Chevrolet can offer guaranteed credit approval. That's right, guaranteed credit approval. Let Feld Chevrolet help rebuild or even start your credit. We'll put it on the right track. And when others say no, Feld Chevrolet says yes. Don't spend your hard-earned money on an old clunker with no warranty. Let Feld Chevrolet put you into a quality car, truck, van, or SUV and build your credit for a bright future. Call Feld Chevrolet today at 866-738-3816. That's 1-866-738-3816. Or you can visit Feld Chevrolet at St. Charles Rock Road at Lindbergh in Bridgeton. Isn't it time for you to get a guaranteed credit approval? You can at Feld Chevrolet, 1-866-738-3816.
The all-new 590 The Fan, KFNS.
Frustrated with your job? Wish you could change your hours, your pay, your boss? Don't search the want ads. Go to a company that already wants you. Trucking companies continue to offer bonuses and incentives for new drivers. It's true, truck drivers are in high demand. A career in trucking offers great pay and great benefits. The average truck driver makes over $40,000 a year. Right now, Hogan Transport, one of the country's premier carriers, is offering a signing bonus of $1,000 to $2,000 for all inexperienced truck drivers. What are you waiting for? There's a job waiting for you. Call MTC Truck Driver Training at 1-800-455-4682. That's 1-800-455-4682. Attention race fans, Come by the MTC Truck Driver Training Campus in Hazelwood, Missouri on Wednesday, July 27th to see the number 43 Channel Lock car and hauler. Everyone that stops by will have a chance to win tickets to the Busch Racing Series on Saturday, July 30th. That's this Wednesday from 10 to 2 at MTC Truck Driver Training. For more details, call 800-455-4682.
Your Missouri and Illinois Buick dealers presents Fairways and Greens, brought to you by the Casino Queen, Amco, and Michelob Ultra. Start off your Saturday mornings right from 8 to 10 a.m. on Sports Talk 590 The Fan as we give you a double dose of Jay Randolph Sr. and Jay Randolph Jr. It's Fairways and Greens every Saturday morning at 8, only on Sports Talk 590 The Fan, KFNS, St. Louis's sports leader. Need a lunchtime Cardinals fix? Then you need some R&R. Nobody knows the Cardinals better than Bob Ramsey. Nobody is a bigger fan than Jay Randolph Jr. So when it's time to shut out work and focus on something important like a double switch or a potential lineup change, then we've got exactly what you need. Wall-to-wall Cardinals coverage every weekday with R&R. Weekdays at noon on 590 The Fan KFNS, St. Louis's sports leader.
First in sports in St. Louis, 590 The Fan, KFNS, Home Depot, 2020 Sports Fix.
Good morning. The Sports Fix sponsored by Heritage for the Blind. Don't sell it, don't trade it, donate your car to Heritage for the Blind. For hassle-free pickup, simply call 1-800-2-DONATE or visit taxdeduction.com. It's a 9:05 Budweiser game time tonight as the Birds open up a six-game road trip. They are 29-16 away from Busch this season, and they will open it up with three in San Diego. Mark Mulder on the mound for the Cards tonight. Woody Williams will pitch for the Padres. The Padres stumbling right now, even though they lead the West. They have lost seven straight games. The Birds, they're up by 10.5 over the Astros in the Central. They have dropped two in a row. The Cubbies, they're 11.5 back in of the Cards, and they are four games off the wild card pace. Atlanta and Washington are battling for the lead in the NL East and also for that wild card lead. The Nationals and the Braves will open up a series tonight at Turner Field. The Astros, meanwhile, just three games off the pace in the wild card. Getting back to the business of hockey, the Blues will open up their preseason September 21st at Savas Center. They'll drop the puck against Nashville. And with the new collective bargaining agreement comes the salary cap, and that will mean personnel changes for all teams, including the Blues. General Manager Larry Plough.
I think that the team is going to change drastically over the next couple of years. And I think because of the CBA and the age of some of our players and the contracts, our team and the face of our team will change over the next couple of years.
Several rules changes are also in place to promote more scoring, including the removal of the red line and the decrease in size of the goaltender pads. This Sports Fix sponsored by Chrysler. Employee pricing, it's a good idea. But with vehicles like Chrysler, it's pure genius. Now everyone gets the employee discount plus generous cash allowances on select models. See your participating Chrysler dealer for details. I'm Vicki Pimentel on your station for wall-to-wall Cardinals coverage. 590 The Fan, KFNS, St. Louis's sports leader.
Now you can have your hair back without surgery. Call Hans Wyman now at 1-888-441-4267. That's 1-888-441-4267.
Where else are you going to find two big dogs and a little bitty kitty? The Morning Grind on 590 The Fan.
Yeah, happy anniversary to the first year for the Morning Grind in St. Louis. I've been a participant on that show, and I've always had a good time with the guys there. So it's been a great first year, and hopefully they'll have many more in the future. Happy anniversary.
Who the hell's that?
Coach Mora!
Playoffs! Come on, give us a playoff.
Playoffs?
And he loves the fact that every time he's on, we say, hey, Coach, give us a little playoffs.
I don't think he enjoys it.
No, not at all.
I'm going to do it every time he's on.
That's our football guy, Jim Mora. We don't really have guests, but I kind of like him.
He's got a
little bit of attitude, a little bit of edge.
I'm not doing the playoffs thing. Come on, guys.
What else do you got? I don't want to talk about the Rams. I'll say this. They fired the best damn special teams coach there was in the league in Bobby April. So you don't really want to talk about it then. We've been reliving some past moments, friends of the show, a lot of friends of the show, and then some who, just don't love the show the way we would wish they would.
Who?
And,
like who? I can't imagine there's anyone.
Well, Rudy was disappointed that one day that we wouldn't really break down The old den leaders. The old master den leader.
My most memorable moment of that was...
Hi, Rudy.
The Boy Scout Jubilee.
Who, it turns out, called back, does handiwork at houses. And I said, well, I've got some projects. He said, yeah, but you have to pick him up because he doesn't have a car.
Yeah, you said, here's a guy that doesn't have a lot going for him. Maybe I can exploit him and get some work done. Typical Martin.
Thank you. You can email the show. Maybe you have a favorite moment. TheMorningGrind@KFNS.com. Your thoughts, comments as we move into year two of grinding it.
You can email us at TheMorningGrind@KFNS.com. What are we giving away today? The four Sundays from Culver's?
I believe so.
Four special prize.
Morning, gents. A hearty congratulations for making it 1 year. The show wouldn't be and isn't the same without each of you. Some of my favorite moments... The cat going off on a serious rant about boxing. I think he kept calling it the sweet science.
Sweet science. Now that's a sport.
Dr. Boxing.
The opening day show at Edmund's house and exposing Jim as someone who couldn't even make a cup of coffee. Any spot that included Eureka Jen and the countless number of ums and anyways that came out of her mouth, along with saying that some news bit was worse than 9/11. Best emailers, Damon and Mike from South City. Best callers, Rich from Maryland Heights and Oliver. Congrats again and good luck. Chad Willman. This one's from Delisa, who I am going to have. Guys, congrats on making it 1 year with this trashy train wreck of a show. Seriously, I love you guys. I'd love to call in with my Marilyn Monroe Ebonics anniversary song. However, I'm actually looking for a job today. Here's to another year of this crap. War Martin and the cat getting over their clan-like fear of the Illinois side and doing a live remote from over here. War Tim pumping up on creatine and being my personal roaming gnome. Delisa... in O'Fallon.
We should do a before and after photo of Tim from a year ago.
With the creatine?
Till now with the creatine,
I think there might be something to be said for that.
I'll tell you what, now I don't mess with him. You know, I just stay out of his way. He's huge.
Guys, love the show. Congrats on making it a year. Many people losing the over-under this week. Love Martin's sour. Can he be on any more stations or shows? I have it on good authority. He'll be on Chalk Talk this week and with Skipper next week. Oh, I guess Skip as in Skip Irwin. Thanks for... And he's very good. Thanks for making me laugh way too much and to banging in the corner. War JoJo Dancer, War Stedman, War Me and the Master Painter taking a whiz together at Fairmount. Loyal listener, J.R. Gong.
J.R. Gong, also known as...
J. Randolph Jr.
With the R&R Show. That's that Rupert and Ronnie show that comes up at noon every day.
TJ and Thunder.
TJ and Thunder. They're from Toledo. Well, he mentioned Tim... banging in the corner, and that actually is relevant because as we visit back with some of our favorite moments, you know, we woke up Kevin Pollak, Digger Phelps, put everybody to sleep, and then there was an unsuspecting moment where we opened the phone lines, and, you know, it is the people's show, and it was just a woman named Betty on the line. We figured it was Tail that was interested in Tim.
Absolutely.
It hasn't all been Marconi winning,
but at least some of it made us laugh.
Did you say Betty?
Yes, Betty. Ma'am. Hi, Betty.
Hi, Betty.
Okay. I'm sorry. I heard the other lady, and I thought you were talking to Tim. I wanted to talk to Tim specifically.
Go ahead, Betty.
Okay.
How old are you? Let me ask you.
I'm 35.
I believe it.
I don't believe that at all.
Why not?
Because I think you sound older.
You think I sound older? Well, I'm not. I have a cold, as a matter of fact, and an allergy which affects my voice. Yeah.
I got to tell you, I'm not buying it. I got you.
Thank you very much, Martin.
I got you at about... 64.
I was going to go in the upper 50s, early 60s. Come clean with me. We know what's going on here. It's fine.
And that's mainly why I'm calling.
All right,
Mrs.
Pools.
I really do have a voice condition because of allergy.
All right, well, I'll give you that.
Okay. Now, Tim, I have a complaint with you.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm not perfect. I've used curse words. I've had a few drinks, and I've had a few bangs.
This morning? You've had a few what?
I said I've had a few drinks, I've had a few bangs, and I've used a few curse words.
Did you just say you had a few bangs?
For you to get on the air every day, now let me quote what I've heard from you in the last 2 days.
If you hate it so much, why are you able to quote me?
Because I just... How come Martin and the rest of the people don't talk like
you
that?
You didn't answer my question. Answer my question, Betty! You 60-year-old moron!
When I'm home in the morning, I listen to K-Fans. You have used these words, and see if some of the other... And I know most of the callers won't agree with me, because most of them are men. But I'm a big sports fan, and I like your show. I'm crazy about Martin.
Ooh,
you
nice.
Should go, because
Martin,
you
were banged a 20-year-old.
She's younger than me.
Now listen. No. Martin is different than you are. Now listen to me. Here's what I've heard from you in the last... Just since yesterday. Pissed off. Bitch. Don't give a damn. Damn right. And you've either been drinking or banged. Now, is that the way to talk on a radio show?
I'm pissed off that a bitch like you would call in here and give a damn.
I just picked tobacco all over the studio.
Oh, really? Well, honey, you lost one job. Don't be too sure because I'm connected to this radio station.
Are you really?
You better believe I am.
Well, I'm connected, too.
Well, that's wonderful.
I've got a contract for a year and a half left.
You go ahead and keep using this kind of language, Tim. Most of the people that I talk to don't like you to begin with.
You got to be kidding me. I can't believe that people at the retirement home don't like me.
You got her.
Thank you for listening. Keep quoting me. You're a moron. I hate you, Betty. I will kill you.
Go ahead. But let me tell you, I'm not the only one. That's the reason I'm calling. I've heard several people complain about the way you talk on this radio.
Several, Tim.
Several. I guess we got a lot of listeners. Guys do.
Frank said jerk off the other day. Did you call him to complain then?
Well, Frank. Frank is an angel.
But Frank said, I don't understand.
If Frank says jerk off once in a while, it doesn't bother me one bit.
Buda said jerk off twice in 10 seconds. That bothers me. I'm offended by you.
You use foul language, and you get worse and worse and worse. And I know the guys that are going to call are not going to agree with me because they're men.
I agree with
you. But a lot of them will agree with me. The women will agree with me.
Well, we have a lot of women listeners. Tail, as Tim would say, please phone in. There are a lot of women that are listening to the show. We need them now to phone in.
I
think Martin should do all the talking, and you should just kind of sit in the background and drink and bang.
Actually, that sounds like a great deal. If I get paid all this money to do that, I'll be more than happy to.
Marty, I watch your show in the evening when you're on Channel 3. I think you're terrific. I think you're the best sports announcer in the
Channel
city.
Channel 3? What the hell are you
and
watching?
You know what, Martin? You should take this guy in your hand and teach him a lesson.
No, Betty, he's done that before, and he's very good at it, Betty.
Betty, let me tell you
a lesson. It'll be incredible. You'll love it.
Betty, I think you are a right-thinking kind of lady.
I am. Okay, now God listen, bless I'm going to get busy because I've got to do a little drinking, and a little later on I'm going to do some banging.
There you go. That's the spirit.
Bye-bye.
The best. Betty, probably about 2 weeks ago, phoning into the show and...
out of nowhere.
Speaks for a lot of people.
You just absolutely. Sit in the corner, McKernan.
God bless Betty. She brought the heat, and she's one of the better callers.
Yeah, she is.
And she's called back since.
She called in Friday and then said she had a little thing for Scott Rowland.
Yeah, she wanted to do him 7 days till Sunday or something
like
that.
She couldn't remember how old she was on Friday, though. She was over her cold, but she was a little older than 35.
Yeah, she's starting to come clean a little bit.
It took a little bit of a little bit of coaxing. So there it is, the famous Betty call as we relive some great moments from the grind the past year. July 26, 2004, when the Juggernaut was launched. Now, I wonder, are there going to be other celebrations? Like, are Rico and Ronnie at noon? Are they going to have...
What about Burwell and Frank? What are they going to do?
Frank and Brian, what are they going to do?
They're going to disassociate themselves from this anniversary.
And as always, we talk about things, we play things, and then it prompts responses. And didn't take long, and here's Helen. Helen, you're on 590 The Fan.
Hi, I'm a 23-year-old woman, and I've got an allergy, so my voice might sound a little different than a lot of us women out here that do like Tim.
Well, I really appreciate that, Helen. Thank you very much.
There's a lot of men that pretend to be women that like Tim.
Thank you, Helen. And I just, you know, you need support. Like, it isn't, you know, it's tough. You know, you're sitting here and you're looking at yourself in the mirror and you're about, 5'2", 3", got this head that, you know, if you were to rest a drink on it, would slide off to the left.
You got that huge torso.
Got it from the creatine.
But the beauty of it is Betty is kind of a convert at this point. She called and had fun with it on Friday. Skip hated the show. We kind of went after Skip. And then by the end of the show, he was kind of a convert.
And now Walt Jackety's a huge fan of the show.
John Hell is another guy was a little ticked off and now is a friend of the show.
Yeah, you tried every way possible to offend the man, and he's still a little down about it. But
he drives a car that he's low to the ground.
And Rudy. Rudy is one of the regulars, too. Rudy, welcome to the anniversary show on 590 The Fan.
All right. I guess sometimes you just got to close your eyes, click your heels together three times, say there's no place like home.
No, you don't.
But,
Do you do that while listening to the bird dropping song?
Yeah. But anyway, I was wanting to know if there's any way the Cardinals might be able to trade Ray King and Larry Walker.
We can't trade Ray because he does huffing and puffing with Ray in the afternoons on the bottom line.
But,
I have a question
like
for you, Rudy.
Pick up Ken Griffey Jr. Maybe
before we get to the trade
to
talk.
Somebody that Cincinnati wants. Yeah.
Rudy, before we get to the trade talk, one question from me to you.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever been to a jamboree?
The one at the arena. That was back, it was either late 60s or early, or maybe 70.
Were they serving wieners?
Huh?
Were they serving wieners?
I don't know. I was with the Boy Scouts down on the.
Yeah. Oh, this sounds like my type of party.
Pyramids and stuff like that.
Yeah. Rudy.
Hey, there might be some other fans out there calling if they ever been there, you know, they can.
Well, Frank's actually working on a whole show. It's a Jamboree edition coming up next.
Oh yeah.
They've got the guy who produced the movie Space Jam.
Uh huh.
And then
Ben Vereen.
Jam Master.
Ben
Vereen. Jam. But that was my most memorable moment of the arena because I was actually participating in it, you know.
Yeah.
Makes me kind
of
giggle.
I went to a lot of concerts. It's like, you know, when lights come on, you can't see 3 feet in front of you, you know.
Yeah.
And that's just from the junk you were doing. Hey, Rudy, what's the deal with that? Not having a car? I was going to try and put you to work.
I got a DWI and then... It's like I lost my job and everything went downhill from there.
Wow.
Wow, so things were going well beforehand.
You know what I do?
Now we've hit our target. We've clearly hit our target demo.
I painted a fender on a car today.
What I do is I just walk to South City and steal a car.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
I'm just going to put him on hold and let him talk for a little while. Skip, you're on 590 The Fan.
What's going on, guys?
Skip, how are you?
Friend of the show.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you. Skip. A lot of love in the air right now.
Thanks,
I'm sitting
Skip.
A little, doing a little paperwork, listening to you guys as always, you know.
God
since
bless.
I am converted.
Now, let people know exactly how they played it. You were actually kind of upset, but then at like the end of the day, you were okay with it?
Well, I think maybe I got up on the wrong side of bed, and I really got tired of hearing you guys talk about nothing but sports. That's all you did. Yeah, I think you made like an update now and then. But I don't know. Then after listening to you a little bit more, it seemed a lot of fun.
Well, and you're now a staple, Skip. You're part of the program. You're part of the lexicon of the show.
Well, I think it's pretty appropriate that Big Skip Tuesday and your year anniversary falls on a Tuesday.
That's true.
It must have happened that way.
He remembers it better than us. It was a Big Skip Tuesday.
Big Skip Tuesday. It was fun.
All right. Well, happy anniversary to you.
I got a question for you, if you don't mind me.
Sure.
The thing on the guy from Mizzou that died.
Yes.
That he didn't go up to the memorial they're having for. What was that all about? Why didn't their family show up?
Oh, I didn't know about this. His family didn't go to the memorial in Columbia?
Yeah, they had 11 seats set up for him, and they're all mad, and none of them showed up for memorial. I'm a little confused because are they? You know, they haven't come out with any cause yet. So why would they be mad at Mizzou? I mean, they only gave him a scholarship. They only tried to give him an education. They tried to get him to play football with an opportunity to go pro if there's an opportunity. And because he dies on the field without any cause or reason yet, it's like they're already setting up for a lawsuit or something. You'd think that for the university, what they've done to their son, that they would be there to pay their respects, and whatever happens down the road happens.
Yeah, but, I honestly missed that in terms of the story. I apologize.
I knew that they didn't show up there. I recall reading that as well, and I don't know if that was in the Post-Dispatch or if I read it in the Columbia Daily Tribune, which I was...
It was in the Post.
It was in the Post. I didn't take it as them disagreeing with Missouri or being at ends with Missouri or at odds with Missouri, I should say. More so than they just were going through the tough time. They didn't want to drive
maybe
down
emotionally,
there.
Too. They've been through a lot.
They didn't want to go down there. But
out of respect for the university of doing that for them, wouldn't it be like, wouldn't you show up? I mean, I know they're upset as well. I mean, nobody prepares for death. But, I mean, you would think that a university that courted their son, they would give the respect of showing up to give the respect
I would
to
say
son.
That I'm surprised that somebody wouldn't show up from the family, but I wouldn't draw any conclusions necessarily just from that.
And I wouldn't put myself in the position of a family that just lost their 19-year-old son and and knowing what they're going through at that time.
All right, Skip, we got to run. Thanks for the call, though.
Thanks, guys.
All right, thanks,
thank
Skip.
You.
Thanks. Peace in the Middle East.
Hey, just quickly. Rudy, you still there?
Rudy?
All right, hang on there, Rudy. We're coming
He's
right back
to
you.
He's stealing a car.
I'm right back to you. Cat told him to do it. Hey, Betty, you're on 590
yes!
The Fan.
Betty.
Oh, Betty, did you say Betty?
Yep.
No.
Oh, hi. And listen, I'm calling for no foolishness this morning. I do just want to congratulate you guys.
Thank you, Betty.
You truly do have the most entertaining show of the day. I really believe that.
And we love you, Betty.
I didn't call to do any cursing, no boozing, no banging, no nothing. And you know, Tim, I even do like you a little bit now.
Yes. You
so
think
I'm
they're
starting better.
Thank you.
And Jim.
Hey, Thank Betty. You. Hey, Betty. Just how old are you? Let's come clean, since it's the anniversary.
I did have my 35th birthday the other day. I told you that was, you know, when I was going out to do some boozing and banging.
She's 35.
Why don't come by on? Hey, come by and shoot it with us then.
I'm 76.
Are you really?
76.
God bless you.
I'm good looking though.
All right, well, really? Is there any chance of me and you maybe doing a little this or that?
Well, you never know.
Betty, you want me to go over there and just
Better booze,
you know,
first, Tim.
I said I wasn't going to get into this foolishness.
Yes, Betty, I'll go over there. You want me to go over there and beat?
76ers aren't bad either, babe.
Really? When is the last time that you...
Oh, dear Lord.
No, I'm serious. When's the last time that you did a little banging?
Last night.
Buzzing.
Your track record with the truth is right up there with the University of Missouri, so I don't...
And I'm not going to get into all this.
Wait, Betty, wait, Betty, do you know...
I'm starting to get phone calls from some of my friends who recognize my...
Hey, good for you!
Betty, I just want you to know, Betty, in case there's any confusion, banging does not mean watching reruns of Murder, She Wrote.
I don't watch reruns. I used to watch that show. It was a good show. I don't watch reruns.
I know you did.
We know you did.
All right, hey, Betty, thank you very
much. We enjoy your show. We love you guys, and you truly do have the best show. Keep it up.
Thank you, Betty.
Thank you, Betty.
I'm going to have you.
I'm going banging now.
Sounds good. I'm going to tear you apart.
She's got her own out cue. Tag out.
I'm going banging now.
Instead of Seacrest out, I'm going banging now. Hey, Rudy, you still there?
Yeah.
Okay, hang on a second. Hey, SunTrip's Hardball is the new interactive baseball pregame show on 590 The Fan. It's hosted by Bob Ramsey and brought to you by the SunTrip Automotive family 1 hour prior to every weekday home game. Tune in to 590 The Fan for Hardball. All the info you need. Bob Ramsey, John Marisak. SunTrip's Hardball with Bob Ramsey before every weekday home game. Delivered to you by UPS, brought to you by Royal Banks and your independent tire dealer. It is the Morning Grind, the one-year anniversary of the big program here. We still have to hand out the email of the day. We'll do that next and run through some more of your calls. Rudy, hang in there. This is 590 The Fan.
Need a lunchtime Cardinals fix? Then you need some R&R. Nobody knows the Cardinals better than Bob Ramsey. Nobody is a bigger fan than Jay Randolph Jr. So when it's time to shut out work and focus on something important like a double switch or a potential lineup change, then we've got exactly what you need. Wall-to-wall Cardinals coverage every weekday with R&R. Weekdays at noon on 590 The Fan KFNS, St. Louis's sports leader.
The 2005 Nissan Quest. It's big on so much. Why do they call it a minivan? Quest is big on confidence. With an engine that Ward's Auto World named one of the 10 best in January 2005. Quest is big on innovation. With second and third row seats that fold away. Quest is big on safety, earning 5 stars for frontal driver and passenger crash test safety. So what's with the mini? How about the price? For a limited time, lease the 2005 Nissan Quest for $279 per month for 36 months with only $1,999 due at signing. Confidence, innovation, safety, big idea. Nissan, shift, space. Government star ratings are part of safecar.gov and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration's new car assessment program. Quest tested with side curtain airbags. Tax, title, license, and options extra. Call 1-888-858-8319 for lease details. Offer ends 8105.
First in sports in St. Louis, 590 The Fan, KFNS, Home Depot, 2020 Sports Fix.
And the Sports Fix is sponsored by Chrysler. It is a battle of division leaders tonight as the Birds open up a series in San Diego. The Cardinals atop the Central Division, the Padres atop the West. Mark Mulder heads to the mound for the Birds. The lefty is seeking his 12th win of the year. He is 11-5 overall. He's 2-0 in his last 3 starts, posting a 0.82 ERA in that stretch. The former Redbird, Woody Williams, looks to even his record with a victory and also to snap San Diego's 7-game losing streak. Williams is 5-6 on the year. Budweiser game time is 9:05. While the Cardinals were idle yesterday, the Cubs and Astros were both winning. They pick up a half game on the Birds, but they also gain ground in the wild card chase. The Astros are 3 off that pace, and the Cubbies just 4 back. Over in the American League, the White Sox hammered the Royals 14-6 to improve to a baseball best 66-33. And Eric Chavez going 3-for-3 with 2 home runs, 4 RBIs to lead the surging A's over the Tribe 13-4 in Oakland. Oakland has won 7 in a row, 13 of the last 15, and the A's have moved into the lead for the AL wild card. Running back Ricky Williams back with the Miami Dolphins. He met with the media yesterday afternoon saying he's worked hard to work out his problems and he's ready to return to football.
Before I left, I had a different concept of what freedom was. I thought freedom was doing whatever you want to do whenever you want to do it. And being away and having a chance to learn a lot about myself, I realized that freedom freedom is having the strength to be in any situation and be content with that situation. So I see this as a great opportunity for me to work on that.
Hey, just run, Ricky. With the Dolphins for 2 years, he did rush for 3,225 yards and 25 touchdowns. The Rams, meanwhile, they'll open training camp later this week at their practice facility at Rams Park. There will be over 20 practice sessions that fans will be allowed to attend for free. This Sports Fix sponsored by Chrysler, where employee pricing is a good idea, but now everyone gets the employee discount plus generous cash allowances on select models. See your participating Chrysler dealer for details. I'm Vicki Pimentel on your station for wall-to-wall Cardinals coverage. 590 The Fan, KFNS, St. Louis's sports leader.
City Diner, a South City favorite for 12 years. Call in and carry out breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Anytime. Call City Diner at 772-6100 and place your order today.
Best Buy back to school lesson number 21. Justifying a new computer purchase to your spouse. Say you want an HP notebook with Intel Centrino mobile technology. You could say,
since it's wireless, I could surf the internet while reclining outside in the hammock.
Instead, try this.
It would give the kids the freedom and flexibility to do their homework in the room, giving us more quality alone time.
If you feel an extra nudge is in order, you could say,
please, come on, woman! It's shiny and cool, and I really, really want it bad.
Or try this.
Honey, it's for the kids.
At this point, you getting that new notebook should be a done deal. Just grab the wife and come in for your HP Pavilion DV4170 US notebook with Intel Centrino mobile technology. Get schooled in technology at Best Buy. Thousands of possibilities. Get yours.
St. Louis's weather forecast for the next 30 days, hot, very hot, and miserably hot. But you still want to play golf and keep your game sharp, so instead of sweating your irons off in the daytime heat, call Tour 3 Golf Course at 636-477-9779 and play at night under the lights. If you want to challenge your game, test it at Tour 3 in St. Peter's and see how your game holds up to their famous replica par 3s from around the tour. Right now, starting at 5 p.m., play 18 holes at Tour 3 under the lights for $27 with cart and $19.50 walking. Play 9 holes under the lights for $17.75 with cart and $13.75 walking. Or call and ask about their starlight rate and play all the golf you can until close. Rates are for any day of the week, including weekends and holidays. Call 636-477-9779. That's 636-477-9779 for Tour 3 Golf Course.
590 The Fan, KFNS, St. Louis's sports leader.
Sport Clips is fast becoming America's favorite haircutting place for guys. And here's why. Sport Clips understands that today's urban warrior wants to get in and get a great haircut, surrounded by sports merchandise, the latest sports magazines, and TVs everywhere, all tuned to sports. And now, Sport Clips introduces the ultimate haircut experience for guys. The MVP. First, a precision haircut. Second, a soothing scalp massaging shampoo. Next comes the steam towel treatment, followed by a stress-reducing neck and shoulder massage. All this at one great price. At Sport Clips, guys win.
Celebrate the grand opening of Sport Clips in O'Fallon on Highway 50 across from Sam's between Creakers and Taco Bell. Catch the MVP treatment at Sport Clips, where you are the most valuable player. At Sport Clips, guys win. Official haircutter of the VFW.
I know firsthand what it's like to be a kid when your dad dies with no life insurance. So when I started my own family, I knew how important it was. So I called AccuQuote at 800-500-2171. They found me life insurance from a top-rated company, and they saved me a fortune.
This is Byron Udell, founder of AccuQuote. Since 1986, we've helped tens of thousands of people save a fortune on their life insurance. For example, a healthy 40-year-old can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $20 $50 a month. A 50-year-old, less than $50 a month. 20 and 30-year plans are also available. And ask us about the new term life policies that guarantee your money back even if you don't die. So if you're thinking about life insurance or want to know if you're paying too much, write down this number and call 800-500-2171 and start saving money right now. Or visit us at AccuQuote.com. That's 800-500-2171. 800-500-2171. Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state.
We never promised a sports show. What we promised is grab ass and crap. And yeah, I think we deliver each and every morning.
This is the Morning Grind on 590 The Fan KFNS, St. Louis's sports leader.
It is 590 The Fan, The Morning Grind, 1 year later. We came out, we promised you the four B's and sports radio. We've been delivering Betty, backgammon, bourbon, and Blanche. Yeah, there you Ooh. Go.
Got that last B in there.
Woo. And Woo. Also your phone calls, People Show. Rudy, how you doing?
All right, I'm doing okay. Like I was saying, I'd like to see the Cardinals get Ken Griffey Jr.
Wait, hold on. We got to get to that thing. Rudy, hold.
Can you hold? We got to do email real quick.
Okay.
All right, hang in there. All right, that's Rudy. He's on 590 The Fan. It's the one-year anniversary of the Morning Grind. Don't forget Speed Zone, the interactive racing show with Tony Hubert and Brandon Mudd. Every Wednesday from 6 to 8, it's going to be a big one this week with the Busch Race coming to town. You get the inside track, all the racing news from the Nextel Cup to the Busch Series. They're expecting like 65,000. Plus, the Cats got a Q&A with NASCAR folks on Thursday. Speed Zone every Wednesday, delivered to you by UPS, brought to you by MTC Truck Driver Training. Hello, O'Reilly Auto Parts and Sports Clips.
Who better to do a NASCAR Q&A than me?
The Cat.
That's your thing, isn't it?
Yep.
Is NASCAR big like over in Israel?
Absolutely, I guess.
It's time to run through the email. We've had a lot of them today. People loving us, hating us. It's
a nice mix.
That's it, time.
Mostly. I got mail. Yay.
Anytime you want, email us at themorninggrind@kfns.com. Questions, comments, or hate mail, email me at tmckernan@hotmail.com. Mike in South City chimes in. Dear crew, my favorite grind call is Coach Kennedy's call, and I would have liked to have had Coach Kennedy.
We'll get him.
Yeah, it's
we'll
on the
him
list. It's on the list.
Dear Grinders, congratulations on your anniversary. Being somewhat conservative myself, I can understand people who might feel offended by the way you address issues such as sex, women, old age, overweight people, etc. However, the fact of the matter is that there is already too much sports talk everywhere. There's also enough talk about the problems of the world, our country, or the person who dislikes watching someone breastfeed a child in a public place. Our society is too tight as it is, and we must loosen up. Entertainment, this is, and it should be kept in that perspective. Yes, sometimes in my judgment you cross the line, like the time you asked a lady if she had slept with another woman. Jim. However, you also make me laugh from time to time. Keep up the good work, and we will keep listening as you continue to acquire some maturity. Cordially yours, Angel.
Angel. Oh, thank you.
Angel, who drives a car loaded to the ground.
Some of my personal favorites, guys. I don't think you could have made up a more fitting name than Micah Twaddle when you called the sorority. That was perfect. Anybody with a personality like that gotta be named Micah Twaddle. Like Dragline on Cool Hand Luke saying, anybody look like that gotta be named Lucy when they were watching the well-endowed babe watching her car. Another favorite time when Speech Impediment Matt said family events are bad because of the long goodbyes, and the Cat didn't skip a beat and said it was because nobody could understand what he was saying.
That's really where the insensitivity began for
that
Cat.
Was honestly my favorite.
Oh, moment. I think it started before that.
Am I a homo because I like Chris Carpenter?
And my number one favorite was when Edmonds came in and beat up McKernan, hoped him pisses off Dr. Lecter next. This is from Mark Ray, who I did a thing on Claiborne's show yesterday with Slayton on vacation, and this guy emailed in to that show and said, never put that little effing punk on the air again. He already has 3 hours too much, but here he is supporting our show.
I think he's emailed me before with his contempt for you.
Really? Why doesn't he email me? We can talk.
What's his name?
He must be a small kitten. He doesn't have the nerve to email me.
I like this guy.
Yeah, I'm a big fan. Gentlemen, just wanted to send my sincere congratulations on your one-year anniversary. Your devotion to obscure high school girls' sports activities and tournaments are much appreciated. Sincerely, Coach Kennedy.
He would be in the group of non-converts. Betty, Skip, a lot of people just came on board.
Not Coach Kennedy.
I don't think that's...
That'd be great if we could get him, though.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Bah. Guys, congratulations on your one-year anniversary. Many things have happened in the past year. The birth of my second child, me joining SportLounge.net, and Carrie Wood visiting the DL more frequently than Tim hits on Jen. Here are some of my favorite memories. That one time when Tim said something derogatory about fat people. That was really funny. Also, remember when Tim made fun of old people? That was great. When the cat called Martin a thrifty gay Klansman, I about soiled me drawers. That time when Martin, has Martin really contributed anything to the show in the past year? I can't think of anything. Number five, my emails. Number six, when Rich finally stopped calling in, you know, that means there's a whole group of listeners out there that have never had the pleasure of listening to an egomaniac rambling on about how cool he is while making almost no sense whatsoever. And number seven, oh, I finally remembered something Martin did that made the show better. He went to Ireland. Later, guys. Love the show. Damon. What about Damon? Kind of on your ass.
I think he's pounded on me before.
What's his problem?
I don't know why he's sitting at home all day.
You're the glue next to me.
You're the glue
next to me. Guys, I graduated from college in December of 2003 and listened to the 590 morning shows from 7 a.m. to 7:30 since then. It is awesome that The Grind has had such success, and I wish Martin, Tim, and Jim all the best in the coming years.
Have we had success?
From the Mayor Slay?
By the way, do you have that soccer call available to send via email? That is something that would just pick me up on bad days. I've heard it twice, and it's brought me to tears both times. It's the cat soccer call. Hey, Joe, email me back, and I can hook you up with a nice book. Matt from Arnold, Missouri.
I don't know what that means.
Needs to read more?
I guess that's what it means. Best caller, speech impediment, Matt. Best emailer, Jay Jr. The worst, Oliver. That's from James Lambert.
Ooh, a little. I love when they fight each other.
Yeah, they kind of made their own exit poll today. And that is what I have on email of the day.
I like Mark Ray because he hates you, but he loves the show.
All right, I'll give it to him.
Yeah, that's fine.
Four-pack of Sundays.
Check with Rudy real quick.
Two for
check
guy.
With Rudy.
Hey, Rudy, do you mind if we give the email of the day to Mark Ray?
Go ahead.
Is it he gets a four-pack of Sundays to Culver's. What do you think of that? Is it a good prize?
He gets what now?
Four-pack of Sundays to Culver's.
Oh, yeah. Shoot, like I said, I don't even hardly get out much. Hey, but I like that Tavares thing with Larry Walker. You know,
wait, we got to do
Ken
that thing,
Hur
Martin.
And that other Latin guy?
Oh, yeah, they were all making out and stuff. Hold on a second, real quick. Shortly, you got to make it very quick.
Hey, we got to slap on a Rams uniform on Rudy, slap a Heisman mask on him, give him a 25-foot head start, and we'll shoot him with potatoes next week.
Sounds like something you could read more about at KFNS.com. We can't give you full details just now. That'd be a great sport.
How's it going?
All right, well, thank you for being part of the anniversary show, Shortly.
You guys are the best.
Thank you, Shortly.
Thank
You're the greatest.
You, Shortly. All right, God bless. Shortly, part of the program, the one-year anniversary official today. We still have more clips. We'll just kind of sprinkle them in.
Is Rudy going to hang out
throughout the rest
show?
Of the week? Hey, Rudy, Frank and Brian have to take over the airwaves next. Hang in there, and they'll talk some Cardinal baseball, okay?
Rudy? Rudy?
Oh, he pinkled
no!
us!
Oh, he pinkled us!
He had it.
Special edition of The Grind. I don't know what we'll do tomorrow. We'll, more
probably
crap. It's 590 The Fan. Frank and Brian are next.
This is St. Louis's sports leader, 590 The Fan, KFNS. Wood River, St. Louis. KFNS FM.
Come on.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Betty, you sound better. You sound like you're only 70 this time.
I'm much, much better.
Yeah, you sound much better.
I'm 33 today. Now,
33?
I just wanted to tell you, I don't want anybody picking on Scotty. Scotty is me hottie.
The body?
Scott, the whole thing, the whole picture.
Scotty the body.
Scotty
Rowland or Scott
Scotty
Sable?
Scotty is the body. He's my hottie. Now,
really?
That's a little offensive, Betty.
Hey, Betty, let me ask you this. Would you bang Scott Rowland?
7 days a week.
Oh, Betty's coming around.
I'm not going to be able to get aroused for years.
I had a birthday the other day, and now I'm 35.
Are you really?
I really
keeps changing.
And the least worst announcer I like is back Berman.
Oh, Chris Berman.
Chris Berman. I thought it would be me.
Well, you're just before number one.
Oh,
he's
thank you very
one.
Much. I'll work on it. I got time.
You're one. He's 1A.
Thank you very much, Betty.
Betty, do you realize you've now achieved legendary status on The Grind, and we play your clips all the time?
Do you really? Well, I've been out of town for a while, so I really haven't heard that, but I'd love to hear myself on the radio.
I'm just skiing.
Kind of
what were you skiing?
And drink and bang.
There you are. See? I'd love to meet you. I'd love to see.
I really get a kick out of you.
All right,
that's
God bless,
you,
buddy.
Martin. After Scotty, you come next.
Thank you, and I'm on the Channel 3 starting again next Monday.
You don't have to tell me any of that stuff. If you don't have cable, it's 2. If you have cable, it's 3, right?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Besides all of this other stuff, Betty's very smart.
All right. Well,
Who is? Betty?
Interesting.
Is that Betty?
She plays, right. She plays in the NBA. She's third person.
All right, love you, Betty. Hey, we got to run.
I am.
All right, thank you, Betty. Right.
But you're shrinking because you're 70. Bye, Betty.
Cat's got to make another run. We've been live at the City Diner. Our thanks to everybody. Guy Pierre, the big winner of the tickets. Cat throws the headset down. It's good radio. It's got getting pinkled here. Thanks to Peter and the whole gang at the City Diner. Great time. We'll see you at the Cards Cubs series and then back on Monday to spin the grind. Frank and Brian next, live from JR Cigar.
This is St. Louis's sports leader, 590 The Fan, KFNS. Wood River, St. Louis. KFNS FM, Troy, St. Charles, and the Westplex.